Welcome back to Goals and Glory with your hosts, Zach,
Porter,
and Hayden.
On the show, we catch you up on all the latest soccer news and scores. Plus, we play various fun games surrounding the beautiful game.
Today, we'll be playing a new game called What If and talking about the three-horse Premier League title race in the Champions League.
The first thing we'll be discussing is the game What If, which is where we discuss a topic and make up a fictional scenario and ask a question about if the scenario happened, what would go down. Today's topic is Bayer Leverkusen, and the question is, if they qualify for the Champions League this season, how would they have done?
I think with their historical season, going unbeaten through many, many games, like 40-something games, and winning the Bundesliga and ending Bayern Munich's 11-year winning streak of the Bundesliga is absolutely phenomenal. And what Xabi Alonso did as their manager is absolutely unbelievable. Coming into his first year at Bayer Leverkusen and putting up the numbers he put up, I think 79 goals scored and 19 conceded, is just crazy. And by the way, that was their first Bundesliga title in over 119 years in their history. Like, to do that in their first season as the manager, some would say a rebuild season for Bayer Leverkusen. They were 17th last year. 17th, almost relegated. And now they won the Bundesliga. That's absolutely amazing. So, back to the question. Because of all this, I think they'd make it to the final and just get knocked out by the best team in the world, Man City.
Yeah, that's a valid take. I think I agree with you. I think the culture switch this year is like indescribable in a way with the new manager and everything. But I think they're playing against lesser and weaker competition. I mean, obviously, than the Champions League, but I think they wouldn't be able to hold up as well, and they'd make it to the quarterfinals and lose. What do you think, Hayden?
I think they would make it to the semis because they're able to beat Bayern all season and outplace them in the Bundesliga, and Bayern is putting up a very good fight against a strong Arsenal side who's second in the Premier League, so I think they would make it to the semifinals and lose.
I think also what Xabi Alonso's done so well is that he's got the fans involved, and he's got them really excited and hopeful, because if, like, and with new managers, how, if, like, let's say they lose a game, an important game, the fans would immediately turn on him and say, get the manager out. But since he hasn't lost, he's got the fans behind his back and with him. And you could see that when they won the title. They rushed the pitch. And just what a season for Bayer Leverkusen.
Yeah, I agree. Like, this season, they're making, like, the almost impossible just seeming, like, normal. And, like, they're expected to win everything, which is such a big switch from last year. As Zach was saying, they were 17th last year. And now they're at a point where, like, they got the nickname Never Losing. Get it? Like, Leverkusen Never Losing? Yeah. So I think we should move on to our next section.
So next up, we're going to be talking about the crazy Champions League games that happened last week and our predictions for who's going to be going through in the first legs. So the first game was Man City versus Real Madrid. I think that Man City is going to be taking this because they have more dominant players and like Bernardo Silva and Haaland. Even though Haaland wasn't able to produce very much last game, I think he's going to be doing way better today.
I also think Man City is going through because they do have the home advantage. Even though people call their stadium the Etihad, the empty had, because fans don't really show up, I still think they will take it because, you know, home advantage is big in the Champions League. You could just hear the atmosphere. And I think Man City will take this one because they will get KDB back. I think it'll be a comfortable 2-0 win.
Yeah, I agree. The atmosphere in the Champions League is just, everyone's at like the same level in a way. It's just about like the mentality in the Champions. It's not like in the Premier League, there's good teams, bad teams. These are all great teams, so I agree. Yeah, so in the first leg of the Champions League, we had some pretty interesting games. Real Madrid and Man City, 3-3 tie. Man City, Bernardo Silva score, Phil Foden score, and then for Real Madrid, we had Rodrigo. Yeah, but with some pretty dramatic like mess-ups here by Ruben Diaz, an own goal in the 12th minute. How embarrassing is that? That's what really, like, changed the momentum of the game. But Man City was able to come back after that. Scored some, mid-game, to later goals to tie it up. And yeah, it was a pretty interesting first leg. Yeah, so next up, also in the first leg, we had Bayern Munich versus Arsenal. Solid game, 2-2. But Arsenal should have destroyed Bayern Munich. But as everyone probably knows, Bayern Munich is not and did not win the Bundesliga this year for the first time in 11 years. So to their standards, it's a bad season. Arsenal should have won this game. 9 out of their 13 shots off goal. So that's it's embarrassing. Yeah, a home game for Arsenal too. This should have been a blowout. What do you think, Zach?
So normally in this competition, the UCL, Bayern usually smack Arsenal. They are historically way better than Arsenal when they play. But this time, Bayern didn't bring any away fans to Arsenal's stadium because they were not allowed to after breaking Lazio's away end when they played them. So they weren't allowed to travel to London. So everything was in Arsenal's favor, but they could not take the win. It was 2-2. And going to the second leg, I think Bayern have the upper hand, feeling confident about that 2-2 and really happy about that draw. So I think Bayern are going to take this one in a tight game. Hayden, what do you think about the game?
I think Arsenal are going to actually take this one, and it's going to be a close 2-1 game, but Arsenal is going to end up taking it. I think Bayern are not in good form and recently lost, and that's just going to be a really bad mood setter for them.
By the way, we are at the time we're recording this, Dortmund, Atletico Madrid, and Barcelona, PSG just happened yesterday, the second legs, where Dortmund took the game at their home stadium 4-2 to move on 5-4 in aggregate to the semifinals of the Champions League. And the other leg was PSG-Barcelona, where PSG smacked Barcelona at their home stadium 4-1. The reverse remontada, if you guys know what that is, to take it 6-4 in aggregate, Kylian Mbappe getting 2 goals. It was just a crazy night of the Champions League action. I think PSG's game, Barcelona were cruising up 2 goals on aggregate, until Ronald Araujo got a red card in the 29th minute to really change the momentum. And PSG took advantage, scored 4 goals, and they won the tie. Hayden, how do you feel as a Barcelona fan?
I don't feel good. I feel like we should have won that game by a long shot, and Araujo's red card just messed the whole game up because we were down a player, and it just gave PSG a chance to keep possession and take control of the game.
As an avid PSG fan, I'm really happy the way this game went. I just don't think we should have won. And I'm pretty happy that the red card happened and we were able to get all our goals after that red card. So it really shows how the momentum switch and, I mean, a man down really impacts the game. But, yep, great game for PSG. Yeah, I really hope Kylian Mbappe can keep this cruising, and who knows, maybe he can win a Champions League before he leaves PSG. So, Hayden, what do you think about the Dortmund game against Atletico Madrid?
I think it was a very dramatic game for Dortmund, and there's a lot of goals, and Dortmund being down 2-1 in the first game and being able to make a comeback was very crucial for them, and now they're on to the semis.
Yeah, that own goal that benefited Atletico Madrid by Mats Hummels really impacted Dortmund's, like, the way they were playing. But Atletico Madrid just wasn't able to catch up after that. And, yeah, it was a great couple of legs. Yeah, I really just enjoyed watching those two legs.
So moving on, the Premier League race for the title is heating up. Let's walk through it. Right now, the standings are as follows. Man City are first on 73 points with 32 matches played. Arsenal and Liverpool have both played the same amount of games, 32. And they each have 71 points, 2 points behind Man City. So it was crazy last weekend where Arsenal lost to Aston Villa 2-0 at their home stadium, which really they had a chance to go top after Liverpool lost as well against Crystal Palace at Anfield for the first time in around 2 years in a Premier League game at home. Just crazy, because before the midweek, they lost to Atalanta 3-0 at home too. So they're in a bad run of form. And I think with how things are shaping out, Man City really took advantage of them losing both games, winning 5-1 against Luton. And I think they will take it as they have the most momentum. And I think they will beat Real Madrid in the UCL too. And they will get the treble if they can beat Chelsea, which they won't beat Chelsea, so they will not get the treble.
Yeah, as you may know, Zach is a pretty big Chelsea fan, but I think Chelsea's going to lose that game. They'll win. Man City's going to win the treble, in my opinion, and I'm really surprised about how Newcastle did this year. Being in sixth place, I feel like this is a pretty good season for them because of some stuff that's happened in the past, and moving on, they're just here at six, which is awesome. Yeah, what do you think about the top six standings, Hayden?
Zach, where's Chelsea at?
So they're actually going to be six after they win their next game, so they'll be in the top six, don't worry.
Yeah, but talking about the title race, I think Man City's going to take this again because Arsenal seems to not be as consistent as they were last year, and Man City is just way more dominant.
All right. Thanks for listening to Goals and Glory. Don't forget to check us out on Instagram and back to KMIH 89 The Bridge.